Moving right along in the Bekiyas on Daf, Tes, Amid Beis, we are up to the two dots towards the top of the Amid, right, where it says, we're still discussing the story of Yitzias Mitzrayim, because we got involved in a discussion of things that go past Chatzos or until Chatzos. So we mentioned the big machlokas, Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, when is the latest you can eat the Karban Pesach? For those of you who remember, try to eat the Afikoman by Chatzos at the Seder. So this was based on the machlokas of when was the latest time you could eat the Karban Pesach. But was it Chatzos, like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, or was it all night, like Rabbi Yishmael, like Rabbi Akiva? So then we got into the further discussion about everything that has to do with Yitzias Mitzrayim. Vayish Alum. And they asked them, they borrowed from them, right? They said to the they said to the Mitzrayim, please lend me clay kesev clay zav. Amar Rabbi Malamed shehishilum bal korcham. They borrowed them against their will. Iga de Amri bal korcham de Mitzrayim. Right? Also, first opinion, Rabbi Ami is saying that the Jews didn't want to do this. They just wanted to get out of there already. The other opinion is that no, the Mitzrayim didn't want to give it to them. Iga de Amri bal korcham de Yisrael. So some say it was talking about the Mitzrayim, and some say it was talking about the Israel. Man, Damar Bal Korchem, the Mitzrayim, it was against the will of the Mitzrayim, the Chsiv, right? Because it says in Tehillim, right, Unavas Bayis Techalik Shalol, Man, Damar Bal Korchem, the Israel, Mishum Masui, right? So it says that one is talking about they were raiding the house and taking the spoils of their little war. And the other opinion is saying, no, we just don't want to have to schlep extra stuff. Let's just get out of here already. We've been here long enough. Vayinatzlu es Mitzrayim, and they sacked Mitzrayim or something to that effect. They took a lot of stuff from Mitzrayim. Amrabam Malamit Sha'asa'u Kimitsuda Sha'imbo Dagan. They turned it into like a storehouse that was completely devoid of any grain. Resh Lagish Amrasu'u Kimitsula Sha'imbo Dagan. They made it like one of these fish hatcheries, I think they call them, something like that, without any fish inside the water, where they grow fish in the water, that was completely empty. Obviously, there are differences in terms of what they're trying to say over here, but not for us right now. Going back further in the story of Mitzrayim, when Moshe Rabbeinu is introduced to HaKadosh Baruch Hu at the Sneh, Hashem refers to himself as, I will be what I will be. That's one of the names of Hashem, so we pronounce it Ekyeh Asher Ekyeh. Right, Amar Le Hakadosh Baruch Hu LeMoshe Leich Emor LeAm LeYisrael Ani Hayisi Imachem B'Shibud Zev Ani Ayeh Imachem B'Shibud Malchios. Just as I was with you and I will be with you in this particular hardship, so too I'll be with you in future hardships when you go into Golus again. Amar LeFana. So Moshe said back to Hashem, Whoa, Ribono Shalom, Daya Letzara B'Shaita. It's enough to talk about this difficulty at this time. Let's not mention there are going to be future tzaras. Amar Le Hakadosh Baruch Hu, Leich Emor Lahem, Ekyeh Shalachani Aleichem. You're right. Okay, then don't say Ekyeh Asher Ekyeh. Just refer to me as I will be. Right? Ekyeh Shalachani Aleichem. The one who is, meaning I'm Hashem, I am who I am, I'm defined as such. He's the one who sent me. Aneni Hashem Aneni. So now we're just going to, now we're going a little further off the topic of repetition in Tanakh. So it says, Aneni Hashem Aneni. This is when Eliyahu was on Har Carmel. He wanted to bring down a fire to his Mizbeach. He said, answer me, Hashem, answer me. Why do you say it twice? Amar Rabbi Avo, Lamar Eliyahu Aneni Beis Pa'amim, Milamej, Amar Eliyahu Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribono Shalom Aneni, Shetere Deish Min HaShemayim, V'tochal Kol Asher Ala Mizbeach. Answer me that the fire should come down from Mitzrayim and it should consume everything on the Mizbeach. Va'aneni Shetasiach Daitam Kedei Shelo Yomru Maisek Shafim Heim. And I also want the people to believe that this is really coming from you, and they shouldn't say that some kind of sorcery. Shenemar va'ata, right? So it says that Eliyahu was saying over there, va'ata hasibosa es liba machorenis, right? You have turned their hearts around. Meaning, so he's saying that you have to, Hashem, you have to even give me siyata d'shmaya that people should believe it's coming from the proper source. All right, new Mishnah, very exciting. Me'emasai koren eshma b'shachris, right? The first Mishnah was emasai koren eshma b'arvis. Now, second Mishnah in the Masechta, nine blad in. So we say, when do we read the Shema in Shachris? Mishayakir ben Techeles Lavan. When one can recognize between Techeles and Lavan. Reb Lezer Omer ben Techeles Akarsi. Between Techeles and Karsi, which is a very bright green, right? Closer in color than Techeles and Lavan, and therefore it has to be a little later into the day. And when do you have to finish Kriya Shema? Ad Hanei Tzachama. Until sunrise. Sunrise, the latest you can say Kriya Shema, according to the Shita. Rabbi Shua Omer Ad Shalosh Shos. Rabbi Shua says, no, three halachic hours into the day. Shekin Derech Malachim Lama B'Shalosh Shos. Because it is the way of princes to arise from their slumber 3 hours into the day. Akore Mikana Va'elech Lo Hifsit Kadam Akore Bat Torah. And if you read Kriya Shema later than this, you have not lost out, because it's like you're reading Psukim. So there's no Isser to say Kriya Shema later than this. You're just not Yotze reading it in the proper time. Now, the Gemara asks the Kasha, my bein Tcheles Lavan, what did it mean when it says, you can see the difference between Tcheles and Lavan, Ilei mabein Gevava da Amra Chiyura, Le Gevava da Amra Tchilta. We're talking about a big bundle when they were dyeing the wool. A big bundle of wool that is white, and a big bundle of wool that is blue. That, you don't need a lot of light to see that at all. You could just look in the moonlight, and already that's enough. You could differentiate between big bundles of blue. No, Ela bein Tchela Sheba, Lavan Sheba. It's Machlokas Rashi tells us what this means. Let's just assume, for argument's sake, it's referring to one bundle of wool, and it has some of it is colored properly in blue, and some of it is not. So that's much harder to decipher than two big bundles, one up against the other. So it has to be a little bit light for that to actually happen. Tanya, Rabbi Meir, Omer Mishiyakir bein Ze'ev Lekelet. You have to tell the difference between a dog and a wolf. Not so easy to tell the difference in the dark. Rabbi Kiva, Omer bein Chamor La'orid, donkey and a wild donkey. V'acherim, Omer Mishiyir es Chaveh, Rachok Dalet Amoros V'yaki Renu. You have to see an acquaintance. Now, it doesn't mean, the Rishonim say, it doesn't mean your best friend, who you can recognize him by the way he walks or by some mannerisms. Somebody who you know him, but he's not such a close friend. You can recognize him from Dalet Amos away. That's how much light it has to be. Amar Avhuna Halacha Kacherim. And that's the halacha, you can recognize your friend. Amar Abaye Litfilin Kacherim L'kriyash Makivosikin. The halacha is, the earliest time to put on tefillin is when you can recognize your friend. And the earliest time to say Kriyash Ma is like the Vasikin. What is that? I mean, Amar Rabbi Yochanan Vasikin, are you going to say Imane Tzachamo? The Vasikin used to finish the Kriya Shema and the Berachos Kriya Shema as the sun was rising. So you should really, what he's saying is you should wait till later in the morning so you could say Kriya Shema and finish up the Berachos and everything, and that's the best time to say Kriya Shema. Tanya, I mean, we have the same thing in a Brisa, but Vasikin, are you Gomer Mosa Imane Tzachama? Why? Kedesha Yismoch Geula Tefila Minimta Mispal Bayom. So you can do both. You can do Smichas Geula Tefila. So you say the Geula, which is after the Kriya Shema, and go right into the tefillah, but you have to daven after an Eitz HaChama. So that's why you do it right before an Eitz HaChama. And then, boom, as soon as the sun rises, you're in the middle of davening Shmon Esra. Am Reb Zera, what's the pasuk that teaches us this? Yira'ucha im Hashem. We will fear you with the sun. Meaning, as of lefnei yareach dor dorim, and in front of the moon for generations. Meaning that we're showing how we want to, as soon as the sun rises, we have our Yerushamayim, which is our tefillah. Heyin, Rabbi... is it Rabbi Yehuda? Rabbi Yochanan? I forgot. Re ben al Yakim. Mishum kihila kadisha shibirushalayim. Right? So he says, so he had this statement in the name of the holy kihilos in Yerushalayim, kol asamach gula tefila, eno niza kol ayom kulo, a person does mich gula tefila, he's not going to be harmed all day. I'm Reb Zera, eni, is this so? V'ha ana samche v'schat, it zikei, I've done this, and I still gotten damaged during the day. I'm alay, but my itzakas. What was that thing that happened to you? You got charged a tax. You had to bring in a hadas or whatever. You had to bring something of value to the king. So he says, that was your big nezek? Because really, in fact, you should have paid some money in order to be able to see the face of a king. The Amar Rabbi Yochanan, because Rabbi Yochanan taught us, La'olam yishtadol adam loritz likras malche Yisrael. A person should always try to run to greet a Jewish king. V'lo likras malche Yisrael bilvad, and not only Jewish kings, el afil likras malche akum, even to meet non-Jewish kings. Shem Yizke, why is it such a big inyan to meet a non-Jewish king? If you are zoche yavchin bin malche Yisrael and malche akum, if you're zoche to see the Melech HaMashiach, it will be more glorious for the Melech HaMashiach, because you'll see the difference between him and the non-Jewish king that you saw. So basically he's saying nobody will be harmed. Amra le Rabbi Allah le'ula, Ki Ailis Lahasam Shoil Bishama Durav Bruna Achi Bimamad Kola Chabura. So he says, when you get to Eretz Yisrael, ask about my brother Rav Bruna, but do it in front of everybody. Why? The Adam Godolhu Bisameach Bemitzis, because he's so great. I want to give him some coven because he's such a great man and he's so happy with mitzvahs. He loves doing mitzvahs. Zim Nechada, one time Samach Gula Tfila, he did Smichas Gula Tfila. Let's assume, I think it's Tosfos, let's assume he did, meant he did it vasikin perfectly. In those days, they didn't have atomic clocks or anything like that. He did smichas gula tefila perfectly. He didn't stop smiling the entire day. He loves mitzvah so much. He did the mitzvah of smichas gula tefila correctly, and he was so happy the whole day. How can he do it? How can he do smichas gula tefila? I'm Rabbi Yochanan b'tchila, who omer Hashem society tiftach himself omer yilratzin imrefi. You're going to have to say that pasuk Hashem Sosai Tiftach at the beginning, so you're never going to get Smichas Gula Tefila. And we did this already when we did the sugya earlier. Amar Reb Lazar, one second. Tehei Betula She'arvis. Answer number one is no Tama Mariv. That's when you have to say Hashem Sosai Tiftach. But that you don't need Smichas Gula Tefila. V'am Rabbi Yochanan Yizubin Olam Azel Somek Gula She'arvis Letefila She'arvis. No, Rabbi Yochanan holds you need Smichas Gula Tefila at night as well. Amar Reb Lazar Tehei Betula Samincha. It's Mincha. That's when you have to say Hashem Sosai Tiftach. Rav Ashi Amar, nah, that's not the answer. Afilu Tema Akulu, it's going on all Shmoneh Esreis. Came in the Kavua Rabbanim et Tefillah Ketefillah Rechtedamia. Once the Rabbanim said you have to say this during davening, it became a lengthy version of the Tefillah. Dilo Tema Hachi, because if you don't say this, Arvis Hechi Matzi Samech, how could you do Smichas Gula Tefillah at night? Valk Boilem Eimer Hashkiveinu. You have to say Hashkiveinu after Gol Yisrael. So how do you get Smichas Gula Tefillah? Ella came that the king of Rabban Ashkivenu kigula richta damya chinam came in the kavur Rabban of tefila kitfila richta damya. That's the answer. It's geula richta and it's tefila richta. Now the Gemara elaborates on yula ratzon a little bit. Mechti, let's see. Hi yula ratzon imrefi mashma levisova mashma meikar. What are you saying when we say yula ratzon imrefi? Hashem, please accept the words that I am about to speak out of my mouth. That could be said at the beginning of davening, or it could be said at the end of davening. Please accept the words that I have said out of my mouth. So it's not. You can't tell from the lashon of the words which one it is. So my time atiknu rabbanan la'acha yudches brachos leimam meikar. So why'd they say dafka say it at the end? Why can't you say it at the beginning? I'm Rav Yehuda Breider of Shimon ben Pazi. Ho velo amru David el la'achar yudches parshios, because David himself, only after the 18th parak of Tehillim did he say the words Yula Ratzon Imrefi Lefichach Tiknu Rabbanan Lachar Yudches Brachos. So therefore, the Rabbanan said you should say it after you finish your 18 brachos. Frek the Gemara, Hani Yudches Yud Tesavin. Look in any Tanakh, look in any Siddur. It's a pella that they don't accept this Gemara, that they say, what do you mean 18 parakim of Tehillim? It's at the end of 19 parakim of Tehillim. Ashrei Ish, so the Gemara answers, Ashrei Ish v'lama rigshu goyim chada parsha hi. The first two prakim of Tehillim are really one. We read them as two. I assume it's because that's how the Christians did it, but I'm not sure. But he says the normal way is to read it as two prakim. In fact, it's really only one parak. And another raya for that is the Amr Abihu, the braider of Shimon ben Pazi, kuf gimel parsha over damit v'lomar haluka ad sherab ma palasan shal rishayim. David HaMelech wrote 103 prakim of Tehillim, and he didn't say the word Hallelujah until he talked about the downfall of Rishayim. Shenemar, Yitamu Chata Mina Aretz, Rishayim Od Einam Baruch Hinafshi Es Hashem Hallelujah. Right, that we know Baruch Hinafshi, we say it on Rish Chodesh. So at the end it says, let sinners be destroyed from the world, and there will be no more Rishayim, or let sins. I made the mistake that Rabbi Meir made earlier in the Gemara. So the let the sins be gone from the world, and therefore there will no longer be any Rishayim Barkinam Shes Hashem Haluka. So therefore he said how many prakim of Tehillim until the words Barkinam Shes Hashem Haluka? Kuf Gimel, 103. Frek the Gemara, Hani Kuf Gimel, Kuf Dalet Havyon. Open up your Siddur and you will see it is Perek number 104, not 103. Elish Mamina, Ashrei Ish V'lam Rikshu Goyim Chada Parshahi. So it must be, like we said, that the first two prakim are really only one Perek. The Amar Reb Shmuel Bar Nachmeni, Amar Reb Yochanan, that Reb Shmuel Bar Nachmeni says in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. Let me just turn the page, sorry. Right, it's not working. One second. Sorry. Kol Parsha Shehoysa Chaviv Al David Pasach Lo Ba'ashrei V'Siyam Lo Ba'ashrei. Any Parsha, any Perek of Tehillim that David really loved, he started it with Ashrei and he ended it with Ashrei. Pasach Ba'ashrei, Dichsev Ashrei Ish. Right, so he says Ashra Ish to start off Tehillim Perek Aleph, and then the Siyam Ashra, he finished off the Perek Dichsiv Ashrei Kol Choseba, which is actually Pasuk Yud Beis of Perek Beis. It's the end of Perek Beis of Tehillim. So what do you see? Perek Aleph and Perek Beis are the same. What's a pella to me? I'm sure there's a good answer. I just have no idea what it is. Is why all those who write Sifrei Tehillim and all those who write Siddurim and Tanakhs that have Tehillim in them, they go against all three opinions in the Gemara that say they're one parak. They're listed, if you look up any Tehillim, it's listed as Perak Beis, not Perak Aleph extended. So, Lamaisa, we're saying over here that Perak Aleph and Perak Beis of Tehillim are really one and the same.